sure, I'll admit to goofing off. Everybody does.
I goof off all the time. Yeah, I do.
Do I goof off? Not really. A little bit, but not really.
There are at least two obvious places where goofing off occurs. One is at home.
I do it until my wife gets after me. I'm just not getting the jobs done that she has lined up. Procrastinating. I'll do it a little later. And it carries on to a week later. And so forth.
Yeah, it's really easy just to do nothing at home. You can watch soap operas that you never even watch. You don't know who the characters are. You don't know what's going on.
Go to the bathroom. stay in there and away from the family and the kids.
Reading material?
Sure. Sure, or just thinking.
It's another story to goof off on the job, getting paid for doing nothing.
Maybe cut out from work a little bit early and go see a movie or go to a bar for a drink.
Where I used to work a long time ago would take a lot of coffee breaks, or they would go to the bathroom a lot just to get out of where they're working. Or they'll go someplace to smoke a cigarette.
Oh, yeah, fast food, you could goof off like nuts. You're working with, like, kids your own age. Like, when you're young, you screw around and stuff, and your managers are usually young, too. So they don't care.
Yes, there was a girl, and I happened to be the floor lady on the job, and she'd come in late. And she'd have Art taking a punch your time card. She was getting paid for something she wasn't doing, and I caught her, and she went.
Honestly, I have a secret friend, and by computer, we talk back and forth, and when I should be working.
Many feel guilty about goofing off, maybe because they know they're getting away with something. Others believe they deserve the break.
No, I'm retired. I don't have that problem. I don't have to worry about anything like that.
Do you get to goof off at home?
Oh, yeah, that's all I do is goof off now. And I work two jobs most of my life.
So you deserve it now?
Right. I think I do. I think I'm qualified.
What do you do at home?
Watch TV, hit a few golf balls, play a little euchre with the boys.
I'm too old, and I'm crippled up with arthritis. I goof off all the time.
By goofing off, what do you do?
Knit.
I'm going on 75 years old, and I still work. What do? I like to work in the yard. That's my goof off.
When asked to suggest a profession synonymous with goofing off, here's what some said.
I'd say government workers, especially when you're talking drivers, bureau, or taxation.
Bankers and attorneys.
And you want to qualify that somehow?
No.
Which means all my banking buddies, my attorney buddies will hang me for that.
Oh, Autumn, white shirts.
Oh, that?
The white shirts.
Yeah.
Guys that wear white shirts? Do very little. Bosses, you know, the supervision type people.
Okay.
People that aren't productive.
You want a good answer, don't you?
Yeah, whatever you want to do.
All our politicians, okay?
Good.
All of them. Starting with President Clinton. Congress are the worst. They're the worst goof-offs and overpaid.
Seems that every office or job site has a number one goof-off.
What he would do is, we were service people. And he would go and park his car in a park and have a picnic and be there. And whenever people would call him in, he'd go, well, I'm out here. I don't have time for anything else, but I'm working, so I'll call you back. And all he was doing was parking his car.
On the clock.
On the clock.
True, a person can't be working and serious all of the day, though some abuse the privilege.
Let's put it this way. There aren't too many guys that put in an honest day's work for an honest day's pay. Yeah. I'm talking about goofing off on the job, getting lost in the men's rooms, hiding in corners, grabbing a smoke when they're not supposed to be smoking, stuff like that.
Some people really work at it then.
Oh, yeah. They make a hobby of it.
Goofing off.